My name is Diane Grayson. I am the founder of the hashtag ethnicity pay gap campaign.
Give us a breakdown, Diane, of why the ethnicity pay gap needs more attention.
The gender pay gap, everybody knows about. However, when dealing with the ethnicity pay gap, I find that there is less conversation going on about it, limited media coverage. It really needs to be addressed so people know about it. I have said quite often, if you go outside and speak to Joe Public and say, "Do you know about the gender pay gap?" they'll say yes. If you say, "Do you know anything about the ethnicity pay gap?" they're likely to say, "No, not really." And that's why it needs attention.
And there are organisations that have pointed out that the pay gap is persisting. So even though we think we've seen great strides made in terms of people talking about gender pay gaps, gender equality, about, diversity, inclusion, all those snappy in quote words that, the Law Society and other organisations are all pointing out that the pay gap divide is persisting, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even last year, there was a report from the ONS who was reporting on the 2012 to 2022 ethnicity pay gap. And they said basically, in particular for Black people, nothing much has changed. It is stagnated and there is a big gap. They cited, I think it was £13.53 for Black people versus £14.35 for white. I could go on in terms of quoting figures, but I think what we need to evidence is that there is a real damage when it comes to pay of Black, Asian, and other minoritized people that needs to be addressed immediately.
ONS's Office for National.
Yes, that's right, Office of National Statistics.
So there's specific statistics as well that pick up for certain cultures. Now, address the one that affects the Asian community.
So the Asian community are heavily affected. So you've got to think about Indian, Pakistan. So Pakistani individuals are going to be more affected than any other race. In terms of the reasons why behind that is not necessarily evidence, but what it is saying is that there is a clear denominator there that they are being penalized a lot more than others. Bangladeshi, they say there is a gap of 14.7% against white women and 28.4% against white British men, which is quite significant. And I think this is a worrying trend that is not going downwards, it's actually going up.
The statistics for Black people in the UK is really quite significant as well. So the pay gap is that, Black British born, their pay gap is 5.6% less than their white counterparts, and then non-UK Black employees, non-UK born, have the highest pay gap, and that's 12% less than their white employees.
I think about a year ago, I came across this and I put it in a presentation because I do webinars about ethnicity pay gap. And it struck me that there was such a significant difference between British Black and non-British Black. It also goes down further to Caribbean Black, African Black. So an African Black person who's come from Africa will get paid more than a Caribbean Black person. So it is so complex in its entirety that I understand that people may not find it easy to understand, but you've got to make the effort to recognize that there are issues.
Now, there's been a big talking point in the last couple of weeks where people who are, well known globally have surprised people when they've spoken about a pay gap, because Taraji P. Henson has spoken out to say she's not had a pay rise in years, but she broke it down to say that even on a really good salary, she's got other people to pay, and that's taken away from what she actually earns, but also it affects other people she wants to employ. So, how important is it for somebody of her stature with her platform to raise this? Because it's still embarrassing to have to tell people that, do you know what, I'm not paid that well.
Yeah, and I'm really sorry that people find that embarrassing. They should be angered by it and do what Taj has done is to speak out about it. And I think I appreciate it can be very difficult, particularly if you're in the media spotlight, as it were, to say that you're being paid less. But it's so important because, you know, people are looking up to you, they admire you. Joe and Janet down the streets are having the same issues and can't speak up. And they need people like them to be able to speak up and to help them to get confidence. And I think, you know, one of the reasons why I do what I do is to be able to give people the tools they need to be able to have those conversations, to recognize there's an issue and work with me or work with somebody else to be able to help them to get through them, because it is so important. And I think more people need to speak up. You know, more people in the spotlight need to speak up and say, this has happened to me, this is how I dealt with it, or I couldn't deal with it, so I had to leave what I was doing and I've gone somewhere else. But these stories need to come out now.
The positives. So let's see about positives way. If an employer, and there are employers and entrepreneurs who want to make sure that they address this ethnicity pay gap. So, you know, just even if you want to give like a list of points that people can do, you've suggested one already, you know, that people can work with you to look at it and to address that. But again, there's sometimes there can be a willingness but a lack of informed knowledge. Or they can just people just be unaware that they're actually doing that. So what are the positives? What can people do to make things better?
Organizations can just start having those conversations. The key thing about this is that a lot of organizations are out there thinking, if I open my mouth about the ethnicity pay gaps, I'm going to be classed as being a racist. But that is not the issue. The issue is there's a problem and the problem needs to be fixed. So you need to engage your employees. Let them know, tell them that we want to make sure that we're paying everybody fairly and we want to make sure that there is no ethnicity pay gap. One of the things that organizations say are that, oh, they're worried about getting information that's sort of like not, you know, the GDPR and so forth. In this case, it's not an issue. If you let them know, and I always say, if I was working somewhere and somebody said to me, Diane, I need you to find out where you come from because we want to address ethnicity pay gap. We want to make sure that you're paid fairly. Is that okay? My immediate answer is going to be yes. You know what I mean? So I think that should not be seen as a challenge, and they should move on from that and put out some very strong communication to let everybody know, rather than just do the reporting and then show them after. And it's really important to galvanize everyone. Make sure you've got the right policies and procedures in place that do not discriminate against Black, Asian, and other minoritized groups. Because I always say that the ethnicity pay gap starts from the day you start.